Hi, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight's our special night to go up on the Lightship and have some healing work done. We do this once a week on Saturday night. So this is Saturday night on the Lightship. We'll be doing this probably in about 10 or 15 minutes. I'd like to prepare everyone for it first. And the preparation is to release entities from you. We'll do a chakra alignment, and we'll do the mind-to-heart drop, which is very important, so you can connect with your own divinity inside of yourself. So here we go. And also I'd like to just say we're having a special evening this coming Tuesday on a conference line. If you wish to call in, you can, and express your sentiments on how the Lightship has helped you with different types of healings, and you can ask me questions about the Lightship. And the Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process. It's the same Lightship that Jesus used. And there's only one creation Lightship. It's creation energy itself. And it's here now to help everyone through this ascension process if you choose to take your body with you. So we're going to first start with the entity clearing. Entities are emotional bodies of people who've passed on. They're floating here. And they attach to us through our situations of pain and sadness, physical problems in our body. They can attach themselves and take away our life force energy. This is the main process because they have lost the original body which they lived with, and now they're looking around for a host. And these entities, we all know about them somewhat. If you watch pictures of people who maybe have been in jail, incarcerated, in prison, if you look at their eyes, they look kind of glossed over all the time, like lights on, nobody home. And for me, it's sad because the physical body that is being accounted for of doing these maybe evil things or whatever it was, really, you know, was just run by entities. And it's now in these prisons because of what was running it, like a remote control, you know, marionette for the body. And the entities did this, and this is why most people who have committed a crime say, man, I didn't do that, and yet they're held accountable because maybe they have, you know, witnesses saying they did this and whatever. So the whole thing is that there's no real spiritual school for this understanding of entities, and there's no also spiritual jail or anything like this. They just kind of run amok. So we're going to first do entity clearings for everyone. So again, sit back and relax, and you're going to actually, if you're really sensitive, you may actually feel them leave your body in different locations. So we're first going to start with the bottom of our feet and release them from us here. And you may feel the energies leave, like I said. And these healings tonight, you have to do nothing yourself. You just tune in and sit back and relax. You can use the BBS Fast Chat if you'd like. If you're brand new to the program, click on Creation Lightship Healing, and that's on Station 1. Scroll down, and you can go to this beautiful light beam that you're going to see on the screen about an inch or so down on your scroll bar, and on the bottom underneath here it'll say Quick Chat with Ron, Amatron, and Sylvia. Sylvia will be back shortly here, and just click on the BBS Fast Chat. You have a nice screen that's coming up on the left side, which you can type in information if you wish, and I'll attempt to answer what I can during the show. And we don't really take phone calls only because it takes too much time out of what we're doing here. The show goes by very, very quickly because you're in the moment almost always on this show. Okay, we're working our way up through our ankles now, and now we're going to our knees. And again, if you had any kind of traumas in your body, you may have entities there. This will take away your healing ability because your spirit is there giving life force. And at that point, the entities could come and take away your life force, preventing the healings from taking place. Or it'll just take much longer. Okay, now we're going up to your waist area, hip joints. And now for people who probably have back problems, you're going to start to release energy from your back. And we had a wonderful conference call today, a four-hour session on the Lightship. It was just wonderful. Each time we do these, once a month, it's normally on the third Saturday. This time it was on the fourth, but normally the third Saturday is when we do them. And we have water charging. You get 7 gallons of water blessed by the light beams to help us further our healing abilities here on this planet with this divine water. And now we're going up into our body organs here. Again, just kind of sit back and relax. You might feel this energy leave you. There we go. Now we're going to be going up to our shoulders. We'll work on our, we'll pick on the left arm first here. So we'll go to the rotator cuff and go down to the elbow, go down to your wrist, and now your palm of your hands, your joints, knuckles, fingertips, fingernails. There we go. I'll do the same thing on the right side, going down. And remember, once these entities leave you, you must bring your spirit back into yourself. So we're going to do a spirit retrieval too. Very, very important. I don't recommend meditating, mainly because most people who meditate go out of their bodies. So when you're out of your body, guess what happens? You're opening yourself up to these spirits that come into you. Very few people actually are able to protect themselves from it. So typically, on meditation, if you can stay in your body, that's what you want to do. But typically, most meditations, when people lead them, they always talk about a guided meditation, and you kind of follow the script of whatever the person's saying, and you're out of your body going through this process. And at the very end, the closing statements are, now come back, be home, be in your body, wiggle your feet, wiggle your hands, and that's a sign that you were out and now to come back in. Well, what happened to you as you opened your body up in the process? Not very, very good. So the teachings of the light ship is to not go out of your body ever. Always stay in your body because your spirit is there to protect your body. If you give it permission to leave, it's going to leave. Naturally, the pain and trauma that we have here on this planet and the situations normally are not completely in bliss all the time. And your spirit goes, man, I got a chance to leave. I'm going to go out to some other place, and we'll just say go to Mars and meet with my friends out there and have a martini. You know, I don't want to be here on this planet. So it'll actually take off and or go elsewhere. So you always want to be with your body and your spirit, the way to be. And when you're out of your body, like I said, your eyes are glossed over. And you can tell by anybody, just look at their eyes. The ones that are more spiritually conscious, with more of themselves in their body, you're going to have a lot more presence of light coming from your eyes. You're going to see a depth in their eyes. And they're going to be more alert spiritually. And the more you're in your body, the more you have as far as psychic abilities. People ask me, gee, how to become more psychic? And I look at them and their eyes are glossed over. I go, well, you're not home. So all of your psychic abilities come from your spirit. It's your psychic radar around you. Working on your neck and head right now. We're still doing this here. There we go. And remember, any kind of pain that you have, entities attached to you. So I'm doing a really good clearing now, very thorough. And an earache, they'll attach to you. They don't always leave. And the way we bring them into ourselves, unknowingly too, is that we can say, oh God, I need some help with this here. Can you please help me? Well, the entities in the name of God will come to you who want to be called that. They don't care. Remember, they're from a body that has passed on, and you're giving them permission to come into you. They don't have really any scruples on that. Or if you say, oh, Jesus, help me, well, of course, you're going to get a lot of entities, maybe who are from Mexico, who are Jesus, you know, and they'll come in. And anyway, all of a sudden you're inviting these energies in. And you never ask them to leave. And if they like yourself, like your body, then they'll come into your awakening consciousness and do strange things with you. So most people I find are about 20% in their bodies. And naturally, if you're 20% home, you have 80% of space that is taken up by other beings, other entities that should not be with you. So if you've been listening to this program quite often, you notice that each show we do this entity clearing to help you out, to become more fully present. This is the why I'm here, to help people get into their bodies for ascension with their spirit. It's a very, very imperative to do that. And we have many clearings also, emotional clearings and the like, that are a one-time clearing, instantaneous healing happens, and you don't have to repeat the healings, and it's done. Okay. I'm going to bring your spirit in. I'm going to count to 10 to command the energy. We always do some type of exercise of counting numbers or something to do this. And here we go. Coming in, sit back and relax. Your spirit knows how to come into your body. And the parts of you that left from this pain and trauma are now being, in a sense, cleared and balanced of these situations. So here we go. coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should start to feel a little heavier in your body as this, as your spirit reconnects with you. That's how you know if your spirit's with you. You're going to be a little more dense, and if you were out quite a ways, more of you out, you may start to feel your body temperature increasing. You might feel tingles, your warmth in your body, and that's a good sign because your spirit now is connecting to you and giving your body healing. That's why it's here, to help heal the body, number one, and to teach you, help you in your heart center so you can connect to it, which we don't always do. We go to our head instead, work with mind energy, which is not the light of all energies. It's not created by the light. The mind energy is actually the darkness completely, taking us off our path here. And that's basically New Age metaphysics, a lot of mind energy. That's what they teach. So unfortunately, they haven't went into the full aspect of heart energy yet. And here we go. We're going to do a chakra alignment for everyone. Go to your heart chakra, reposition that for you, great. Throat chakra, great. Third eye, great. Power chakra, good. Second chakra and first chakra. And if you wish, we can now do an opening for you. This is your choice. I like to go body with the people so that you can energize more of your invisible bodies and have more energy flowing in and around you and through you. So here you go. The more your chakras are opened, the more you're going to have a healing effect up on the light ship also, as you come back down into your body. On the light ship, you're bilocated instantly out of time, continuously. That's what the program is about tonight, going to the light ship. Like I said, Saturday night live on the light ship. We'll be doing healings there. Hope we have some seers who can actually see the light beams. If you can, wonderful. And the light ship is not 3D UFOs. It's completely different. This is strictly spiritual, divine energy, the energy that created you. That has come here to help everyone on this planet. And they're doing the ascension process. So here we go. Going to your heart center. And we're going to open it up. And I'll use the word spin. Again, sit back and relax. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 spin. Have some people with reversed power chakra. Let me revert, change it around here for you. Get in the right direction. There we go. Good. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, this is the base of your spine. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to put some music on, let you experience how your chakras feel. And just kind of look at them. Sense it out, and then we'll do the famous mind-to-heart drop that we do on every program here to connect you with your divinity that's inside of you. Kyle, that the light beam's really putting up a lot of light energy. Yes, she is. This is the female energy that's coming through right now. I'm going to do the mind-to-heart drop. So I'd like you all to sit back and relax. If you wish to look, you can kind of visualize, in a sense, the energy that's in your side of your head. And just kind of focus on maybe like an elevator dropping down. You're not meditating. You're just going to kind of feel the energy dropping. So the 10th floor will be your forehead. First floor is your heart. And we're going to drop your energetic bodies down, the ones that control your thoughts, which we'll just call your mental body. Could be your ego self. There's many words for it, lower self. So it doesn't really matter, but you're going to actually feel like your thoughts are coming from your chest area, your heart center. This is where you want to be all the time in your life, to be heart connected. And then from there, you branch yourself off and expand your heart chakra up, and your whole body becomes a heart chakra. And that's when you're more fully embodying your spirit energy throughout your whole body. This is where you wish to stay. So here we go. Dropping down. This is your thought process here, your mind. So going down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you should feel that beautiful presence of energy in your heart center. You can feel maybe like your ears on your heart right now as you're listening to me. This is where you want to be to get your guidance. And this is how you tell. This is your only safe way to know if the practitioners that you're going to is going to give you complete 100% spiritual truth, is to get into your heart to listen. Very, very important. And to ask your spirit. Your spirit knows this. Nothing outside of yourself will give you the answers that you really need to know. This is, again, the teaching of the light ship, which was taught by Jesus 2,000 years ago, where Jesus came from. So here we go. Stay in your heart center, and I'll drop you down one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There, and just kind of relax and back and talk to your spirit. A couple healings here. We have one request for relationship healings. So let's do an emotional healing first here. Everything starts with emotions. So we're going to go from this point in time, and we'll go back 5 years. And so here we go. And we use the chakra just as an indication for the healings. And we're going to clear out these traumas from you with the heading of relationship. So if you'd like, focus on the person that is bothering you, immensely. You may have more than one, but just focus on one of those people right now. We'll see if this can give you some type of relief here. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And going back 4 years, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 years. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 years. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. 1 year. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And from 1 year to now, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third clear, second clear, first cleared. So you should feel pretty good now. If you want to look upon that situation, you can. And you may actually feel that these energies are pretty distant to you. We'll do one other clearing. A lot of people have energies with their sensory body that bother them. Here we go, a sensory body clearing from this point in time back to your last birthday, and we'll go back 5 years ago. So here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 years, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 years, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. 2 years, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared, and 1 year. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And we'll do this last week for you. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. We wish just look at situations that you've dealt with in your lifetime for these particular clearings that we just got through doing, going back 5 years, and you may feel more relief. It may not feel as harsh, as stingy. And this is just an indication showing you that this healing works instantaneously. I do many, many types of healings for people. And the light beings do it instantly. They pull up your whole database of who you are. This is the technology on the light ship. Since they created you, they know all about you. And this is how the healings get done on the light ship. And what happens is on the light ship, your spirit is originally created that you have now in your body, which only may be, say, 20, 30%. But on the light ship, you're there in totality, you and your twin flame as one. Where here, you're typically only half here, because your twin flame is elsewhere the way it's supposed to be. And up there, you do have a 100% healing. As people who've actually seen their friends up on the light ship, the people who are seers, and they've seen people with who have been maybe missing an arm down here, and up there they have an arm working fine. So everything does work perfectly on the light ship. But when you come down here into these densities, if you have not released your emotional traumas, which is what Jesus talked about, and in the Bible it got kind of switched over to the word sins, and so they said that Jesus died for our sins. Well, what happened was he died because of genetic cell memory that he was teaching how to release that from people the same way that we do it here with the light ship, probably the exact same process. And from there, he didn't exactly die for our sins, but he was teaching that. He died because the Galactic Federation chose not to want him around any longer. The darkness energy was too strong. So here we go. We're going to be going to the light ship in a few moments here. I would like you all to just sit back and relax. And if you wish to bring any animals or pets up, you can. And I hope we have some seers on the line who can actually see the beautiful light beams. So you're going to be taking up out of time. Remember, you're here as a vibration. The whole universe is a vibration. And when you're not here, naturally you're being turned off and on and off and on. When you're not here at that point, you will be on the light ship. You may feel this wonderful tunnel being formed around you now of pure white light energy. And we're getting ready to go up. And we're going up right now. And now we're there. We're in the transporter room where they're checking out to see what type of being we are. The light ship works with all beings that they created in the light. And we're just one of many, many, many types. And we're here now to have some healing work done to us. Our animals and pets are now leaving us. And now we're going into the next room, which is the orientation room. This is a very beautiful room. Here we can see different types of life forms. I'll use the word extraterrestrial because the light ship created all the extraterrestrials that have souls. Not all of them are holding light frequency, though, unfortunately, but much like ourselves, but they're all there in 100% light. And these beings are going to be going to the next incarnation after the universal shift, which we may call the 2012 shift that's happening, although the date the light ship has not determined yet. But our prophecies here are 2012. And they're here to help us. They have different types of healing modalities, which is what they're using on the light ship. From when they're going to for the next incarnation. So we're at free choice to select the different teams that we wish to use. And each team has three doctors, and they always work in groups of three. There's males and females, but most of the teams are male doctors. And we're going into the first room right now. And this room is where they're putting some golden energy into us. And then from there, we're walking down a long hallway. And the golden energy is to, like, cleanse our auric field to prepare us for healings on the light ship. And the long hallway on the left side are windows to the light ship. It's a curved wall. On the right side has doorways and windows for the doctor offices, we'll call it. And now we're going into the first room, which again is the hot tub room. We go there quite often. People who have been on this show before know about the hot tubs. They love it. If you wish to have your body temperature increase slightly right now, just ask them inside of your head. I'd like everyone to maybe request maybe two different healings tonight. And each time you go into a particular room, wait about 20, 30 seconds and ask again. If you have a problem maybe in your body, you may want to twist a little bit and just comment, say, hey, this helps a little bit here. It was a 10 pain and maybe now it's a 9. And do some more work on me and see if it goes down to be an 8. Remember, they can only clear from you as far as your densities are released from you down here. Because when you come down here, after being beamed up and forth, back and forth many, many times, the emotional energy is attached to you. And that can prevent the healing from taking place. And naturally, it takes a long time typically to have a situation that we're dealing with occur. It could take 30, 40 years. So having it released instantly sometimes could be a problem because you haven't worked on yourself enough to release emotional traumas and baggage from you to prevent and to have, I mean, this healing take place from you. So it can be a negative effect by these energies working with you because they cause the problem to begin with. And if you haven't released them, then chances are the healing could have difficulties down here. On the light ship, you are healed, though. And the healing takes place on the light ship. And if you're only in your body 20%, the most you could ever expect is a 20% healing, typically. And that's just the way it is down here. So you want to be fully in your body without entities, if you can. And you also want to have worked on yourself to get rid of your genetic programming, which caused your illness to begin with. So that's how the healings work. And we're now going to go into another room on the light ship. And this is a beautiful room where they can release pain from our body. I have a lot of people just loving this room because instantly their pain goes away. So again, request healing. And here we go. We're in this room now. There's many, many modalities, many beautiful light beings there to help us out. And again, kind of move a little bit. They're very good with the spines. I've had people get cured instantly on conference calls that I have who've had scoliosis and things like this here. So, and you'll probably notice when you get done with this session, as you stand up, you're going to be actually taller. So again, sit back and relax, request your healing. Right now they're working on your tailbone, working their way up. See them working on hip joints. They can also relubricate your joints. Just request that also. And if you just, you know, feel pretty good and you're just going along for the ride, we'll say, having a great time here, just ask for a tune-up because they know more of what's wrong with you than you know yourself. We're in another location. And this is people's favorites. They love dolphins, so we're going into the large swimming pools on the light ship. And there's three beautiful dolphins there that are coming to us now. We're breathing in this water. That's liquid light energy. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds. And I'd like you all now to put your hand out in front of you, maybe palm forward, and just move your hand out maybe about a foot. And you're actually going to feel your hand almost stop there, like it's hitting a wall of energy. That's actually the dolphin skin. And just move your hand back and forth slowly and up and down, and you're actually going to be able to feel the smoothness of the dolphin skin and maybe some of the texture of the skin here. And I get a lot of people who comment on emails that, wow, I did that, and here my arm stood up. There must be something happening. Well, yeah, you're on the light ship. You're feeling this energy. And the next room that we're going into is a room where they're going to be working with parasites. So again, request healing. You have to request because in the light, everything works in the present moment, in the now. And like I see on all the shows, anything that is not in the now is not in the light. And we deal with that a lot down here, things that are not in the present moment. And one of those is our horoscope, where the planets actually connect and core to us. And these are dark energies, unfortunately, because the light would never create anything that's going to attach to you. It does not have a predetermined set path of existence. It allows everything, every creation, free choice to express on its own. And this energy now that we're experiencing here is just beautiful love energy from the dolphin. It's very, very nice. And I hope that you all are really enjoying this here. Next, we're going into another room. And it's a room for parasites. We probably all have certain types of parasites. So again, just request healing. If you have a virus, something wrong with you, also request healing right now too. you're working inside of our mouth also. You might have your saliva changing on you. You might feel it get a little thicker because you actually have your mouth open on the light ship right now, and they're putting some special high-tech lights, little LEDs, we can call them down here. Millions of them inside of your mouth, above and below your tongue. They're checking out your teeth. I see some people having this type of energy being put around a tooth. Sometimes they can actually work with your energetic templates too and actually completely disassemble the tooth into its original energetic state, which is basically nothingness, and then work back from that into the physical form. So they do many things on the light ship. And hopefully the person that has a tooth problem, that this is cured from that here. Looks like there's a lot of healing going on with our teeth. They're working on our sinuses now, working on our eyes and our ears. They're putting some special eye drops in us right now, so you might find your eyes watering. This is pretty common for a lot of people. For me, it feels like it's a little cool, like a cool energy, kind of like menthol. My eyes are watering just slightly, and I'm getting a little more awake with my eyes. They're opening up, and this might be happening to you also. The next room that we're going into is a room. This is where the females are. Most of these healings that we've done so far with male doctors. And the females now are going to do a wonderful relaxation exercise for us here. They're going to start working on our on the bottom of our feet, on our toes. So if you like, take your shoes off here, wiggle your toes. They're doing like a beautiful lower back massage on us right now, using special energetics to do this. And also some of their hands are actually touching us. Remember, these are very high vibrational beings, and they do instantaneous healings. This is how they work. So you may start to feel your body becoming much more relaxed. Another team is, again, working on our spine, checking out our disc and our vertebrae, working on our spinal column. And another team is now working on our neck. I see some people online who have neck problems, stiff necks, or maybe they have a dull ache in their neck from a long time, maybe a whiplash, and they're working on that right now. So you might find your body actually spontaneously moving back and forth a little bit with your neck. This happens quite often in the healing sessions that I have. So just kind of kick back. Remember, just kind of look at the situation and see what they're doing if you like. And you're going to feel the real love energy coming to you. The light ship only works heart to heart. They do not work with mind energy. The mind energy, like I said previously, is the darkness energy that's here to separate you from spirit. And that's where we get mind control, etc. And we get a lot of off-planet mind control directed to us, unfortunately. What I'm going to do now is put you into a space here of released mind control. The light ship is going to put you like in a little bubble down here, so you can actually feel some peace for a while. This will eliminate all those electromagnetic radiation around you. And that could be from your outlets in your house, to radio TV signals, to whatever else is being bombarded into your body. We have lots of electronic energies going through us. We have cell phones, different types of satellite energies, you name it. We have it going through our body, which is causing us some type of harm on some level of consciousness here, and it is hurting some of our energetic bodies that make up the physical body. So I'm going to count to 10, and at 10 you're going to be in this sacred space right now in this beautiful bubble on earth here just around you, and you sit back and relax. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And you should feel a shift in frequencies around you, a shift in energy. You should feel like you're separated from everything in your room, no more cordings to things around you, and you should have a much more heightened awareness and a consciousness that, yeah, I am now more spiritual in a sense, and the things around me look like they're less spiritual than I am, and I don't resonate with these frequencies that much, where before you were connected and corded to them, which made you feel like you're in oneness with them. Remember, there's no such thing typically as oneness, because everything is created from the divine source energy, and there's complete separation. So you're not really in oneness with anything, only through the mind and the traps of this consciousness and energies puts you into oneness. You were created to be special, just like snowflakes, and you're not connected to anything else other than yourself. We're going into another beautiful room. This is a room where they have these brand new energies for healing. It's a rainbow energy. This is the energy that's going to be on our planet here very, very shortly. This is a brand new rainbow. You might see it coming up. It's already been here that I've seen in the last few weeks, but it'll be more prevalent for everybody. And this is the frequency of the rainbow that'll be changed here on planet Earth. We're in this room right now, many more colors. And each individual color band is very distinct, and it's in its own integrity of its own color instead of being blurry and kind of washed out looking. So here it comes. I'll count to 10. You can feel it down here as you go into the room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just experience this healing. If you have noticed, the light ship changed the skies probably about a month and a half ago, I think. The skies that you look at now are much bluer than what they used to be. They changed the whole frequency of the skies. Remember, these skies are kind of became like more of a whitish color. Now they're deep blue. And it's like the way it used to be on our planet, we'll just say maybe 30 years ago. And you can tell that yourself by getting some old movies and looking at the sky. But the new ones, it's kind of yucky looking, and the old ones always had this beautiful sky with the beautiful white clouds and puffy clouds and the blue skies. And that's what we're going to be having right now. It's already here. So kind of take note of that. We're going into a room with special oxygen right now. And so I want you all to take a deep breath. And then exhale, we're going to bring in oxygen number 11. There's many types on the light ship. They started off with 18, and they expanded that out for us here as they changed the consciousness energy on planet Earth here. And number 11 is going to be coming in. And I'll just count to 10, and it's going to be with you right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Take a deep breath. And you'll notice that this is a different type of oxygen. They have different types for healing up there. And they'll also be bringing this oxygen down here for us to breathe in the very near future, which will promote healing for everybody. Okay, we're going to bring in another one. Again, take a deep breath. This will be number 17. This is what the light ship wants you to experience here. Here it comes, number 17. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'm taking a deep breath also here. And if you notice, if you're a seer or a feeler, you notice that I'm always behind the energies probably about 3 to 5 seconds. So I'm actually seeing what's happening as it's being transmitted to me. I'm on the light ship as a doctor right now also. I'm always there. I bilocate instantly, but the information to me down here is always behind what's actually happening to you physically. They want to give us number 24. So here we go, 24 oxygen. This is making me yawn. So we have somebody out there who probably has energy problems somewhere, so I'm yawning as I'm running all your energies through me here to have you connected to the light ship. And we have a request here to have implants released. So there's different types. There's more than one type. Most people think of implants as maybe an implant from the races of the Greys or something like that. Remember, there's thousands and thousands of extraterrestrials out there. There are a few good ones and many, many, many more that are probably more negative that are going against our free will. I won't go into that too much. So I do a special healing session down here for implants, and then also one for curses and spells. But we'll do some implant releasing right now. So on the light ship, because they don't want the light ship to become corrupted, we actually go into a room that's a quarantine room. So we're actually in this room right now, and they're scanning us, and they're going to be releasing implants from us here. And after they get the implant out of us, at that point, if it was not used by some of the, I'll use the word extraterrestrials, that are in 100% light energy. And sometimes we have medical implants put into us, which are good. But the negative ones, what they'll do is find them, take them out, and their defense fleet will go out and find where it came from. And they will terminate these beings or species, whoever has done this to you. Remember, you're just as important as they are on the light ship. And the light ship cannot tolerate having their frequencies lost, which is the light energy. So you're just as important as they are. And the darkness comes in, much like a cancer growth, and keeps spreading into the light frequencies because it doesn't choose to have spiritual integrity. In fact, the darkness does not even go by spiritual integrity. Okay, so here we are. I'm going to count to 10. I'm going to do some releasing from you. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If you felt your body twitch or move, maybe you might have felt some point, some place on your body change. That means that you had something happening there. And naturally, your spirit rejoins that area in your body for healing and to put you back into full spiritual integrity. We're now going into a room where they're going to be working with our joints. So if you have a joint problem, again, request your healing. We have our hands and our feet in some special solution to help arthritis. And it also helps to re-lubricate our joints. You might just take a note to see if your body is much more relaxed now. I'm sure that everybody listening, their body is relaxed here. There we go. And you might want to move your feet a little bit to twist your ankles around, move your shoulders. Move your elbow, move your wrist, move your fingers. Check out your knuckles and just see how much movement you have now. It should be increased somewhat. You will know more about this healing aspect from the light ship as you start to walk around after this call is over here. And we're going to bring in some of the male healers here from the light ship through the light beam on your monitor screen. So just bring it up in front of you. And these are what the male energies are like on the light ship. So we're going to bring them in here. And remember, everything is heart-to-heart based. They don't work with mind energy whatsoever. That's the trap here. Okay, here we go. And they're coming in through the light beam. Kind of watch the frequencies change, the different color vibrations around the face that's being emanated from the light beam. Look at the eyes. They're going to become very bright, crystal clear. As you look at them, you might actually see more depth of field. The picture now on my monitor is starting to float a little bit here. And it looks like this being is actually living. And this is true. It's a living photograph right now. And you should start to feel the heart energy being connected to you. So we're going to increase this energy from this beautiful light being. And there's three of them coming. The males always come in groups of three. So I'm going to use the word stronger to increase it here. So stronger, 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 and I'm getting warm, so it means that you're probably heating up also. This is more of the divine energy coming through you to allow you to help in your healing process. Stronger, 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 stronger. And the heating energy, when I first was doing working with people doing Reiki, when Reiki was, you know, kind of first brought over here in the really early 80s, people would say, oh yeah, when you're doing Reiki, it's, you know, the one way to tell if you're doing it properly is that you're going to be heating up a lot with your hands. Well, I was telling people, I said, well, that heating up is not really, you know, it's okay to heat up, but what you're actually doing is the heat is resistance in your body. That's one of the laws of electricity, you know. As you have an energy block, you will start to heat up. And so what happens is, as you get warmer and warmer in these healings, it just means that your energy blockages are being released. So ideally, you should probably feel, if you're completely healed, no heating up at all in your body. So where you are heating up more means you have an energy block. And nothing's wrong with that. It's just validation for you that things are happening. And again, just feel this beautiful light beam. And hopefully, it looks like Debbie asked to have her hip worked on, so you know, I'm sure she's asking for that. Hopefully you're having some reprieve there. If not, just connect with me. I do special healings in different parts of your body, too. I do normally hour sessions for people. But remember, the first thing that you want to do always is your emotional clearing. That takes about 1 hour to do. And at that point, it heals your spirit of traumas. It heals your emotional body, which caused your illness. And then it takes away the energy out of your physical body. And this is the way you're actually going to be able to accept more of your healing. It's not that you're not accepting it in your mind. Your mind is saying, yeah, I'd like to have a healing. But these densities of genetic programming, cellular memory from your ancestors are preventing the healing from taking place. And they also caused it. So you want to release some of these things out of you. And in this lifetime, this is what you're working with. So this is a very nice way to start yourself out. And the lightship prefers that you actually have emotional healing before you go on the lightship so they can do more work with you. Okay, we're going to bring in more of this beautiful male energy. Again, sit back and relax. And right now we're also visiting the swimming pools here. And we have the beautiful seals coming to us right now. They're very playful. If you wish to put your hand out in front of you, you can kind of feel this energy here of the seals. There we go. Wonderful. And here comes the light beams. The males come down here to help you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So if you want to actually see the light beam again, go to the home page, station 1, click on Creation Lightship Healing. Just scroll down to the Monday night show at 4 o'clock. Click on it and then scroll down a little bit on your scroll bar, about maybe inch and a half there, and you're going to see her come up here. And now it's the male coming through this photograph. And we'll bring him in again stronger. So stronger, 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 stronger. And they want to come in more, so here we go. Or this is a lightship show. They're orchestrating this whole thing for you. Stronger, 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 stronger. If you notice, your room is probably very crisp right now, kind of like a nice cold day. You know, you could probably hear a pin drop in your room. And a lot of energy is flowing right now around you. I do this out in conferences that I go to. Actually, the whole room, even at my booth, if I do this, the sound will actually drop down about two-thirds after I bring the male light beams in across the whole room that I'd be in. And these are like large rooms that could be like maybe 100 by 100. So very interesting to watch the voices change of people when the male light beams come in. And they want to do some more for you. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, very, very nice. You should feel like you're more alert right now. You may even feel your body, like I said, heating up possibly. That's a good sign. Releasing energy blocks. You might feel your body buzzing or pulsating. Like everybody, if you could right now, I know you might be laying down, but just stand up, and I'd like you just to walk maybe about 10 steps and kind of stretch just like you're getting up brand new in the morning. Maybe bend over, get on your tiptoes, just maybe move your back around a little bit here. And you might feel yourself a little bit taller since they've worked on your back vertebrae right now. They've relaxed your muscles. You might feel much lighter in your body. Your body may feel lighter because of energy blocks being released. And just kind of do this little walk now and just do a sample and just see how you feel. Do a check of your mind and have your mind kind of scan your body. Ideally, you want to be in your heart center and have that scan. But most people just aren't quite there yet. But do a mental note of your body here. If you are in your heart center, you're going to actually feel your heart center expanding out. And you're going to feel that energy in your heart moving around in your whole body. And that's the way it should be. And like it looks like Kyle said, his air is energized in the room. That is correct. We're going to bring in one more oxygen. You can still walk if you wish. And then you can sit down if you wish also. We're going to bring in oxygen number 34. And again, this is special oxygen for healing. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, really nice. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, man, they're coming in good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Okay. Take some deep breaths here. And you should feel just wonderful with this energy. Let's put some music on just for a moment here. Allow you to connect with your spirit and your heart center. And just sort of do a communication with your spirit. This is what you should be doing daily. It's really nice divine energy. And we'll be coming back from the light ship. Slowly coming to the end of the show here, and I put it on fast chat, the phone number for this coming Tuesday, and you want to come on at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. The phone number you can check on the fast chat here. I'll tell you after we come back from the light ship here. This is to get acquainted with the light ship and to talk to people about their healings that you've had in the past. And ask questions about the light ship to me. So we're getting ready to come back, and we're having our animals and pets greet us right now. And again, we're giving thanks to the different teams of doctors which have helped us out during this whole process here tonight. And we're ready to come back down here. And we're coming back, and now we're here. So if you'd like to write down the phone number here, the number is 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 5303. Or just go into the fast chat and click on that. And it's this coming Tuesday at 5:30. Had a lot of people who wish to know more about the light ship. And they also wanted to also talk to people who've had healing. So if you had a healing, definitely come on. And you can tell other people in your own words what you've experienced. So what I'm going to do is let the energy of the light beam be with you for the next half an hour. And these are the male doctors. They're very, very powerful, very strong. And these are all heart-based healings. And just stay definitely in your heart center. That's where they're going to connect with you. And this has been just a wonderful show tonight. We had our beautiful four-hour show earlier today. I have one-hour conference calls for only $20, Mondays and Fridays. You can connect with me. If you wish to be on the email list, just scroll down all the way to the bottom of your screen and enter your email, and you get a confirmation sent to you, and click on that to confirm it here. And the website is creationlightship.com. And I'll just say blessings to all of you, and hope you had a wonderful experience on the light ship. And you're going to probably know more what happened to you when you wake up tomorrow morning, and you may be more pain-free, might have more movement in your body. And right now, you're probably very relaxed, which is the way you should be. So again, stay with your spirit in your heart center. And from there, once you go into the heart center, you're going to be able to expand that out throughout your whole body with the body consciousness. And then you'll be walking with your spirit 100%, and your spirit will actually be fully in its light body form with you. So I'm going to just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, and good night. And the next show will be Monday at 4 o'clock PST.